We must transition to something that is fun. And that's our segment every single week with Chris the Bear Felica of College Game Day fame. Brought to us every single week by Atlas Senior Living. With communities throughout the Southeast, Atlas Senior Living is bound to make your experience one that will be the absolute best. Whether it's independent living, memory care, assisted living, you name it. Atlas Senior Living will take great care of you and or your loved ones. Give them a shout, 205-506-0745, or visit atlasseniorliving.com. I want to give a special shout out. We have a repeat champion of the Atlas Senior Living weekly pick'em contest. Repeat champion, Bill Price. He lives at Madison Heights at the Prado with the resident pick'em contest. He picked 10 out of 13 again. The guy's picking 77% this year. Absolutely unbelievable. Congratulations, Bill. He's done it again. Bear, it's time for us to start leaning into Bill's picks. To pick 77% this year is ridiculous.
I was just going to say I might have to add a seat for him on the game day set right next to me. I mean, shoot, he's both seems like more qualified right now than me to be picking those games. That's one heck of a feat, man.
It's unreal, man. I'm telling you, absolutely unbelievable. Bear, big weekend this weekend.
I got a bone to pick with.
Please,
you, by the way,
please.
There wasn't a chance, and you know what, that you were watching the NFL game last night.
I watched it. I had reasons to watch it. And I was very, very frustrated with the eventual outcome, if you must know. Because the Eagles have been a team that we've backed. Yeah, well, no, I didn't play it, but the Eagles have been a team that we've backed three times now. In the three games in which we backed them, Ofer. In the two games that we didn't, even though everyone named Sharp loved them, they win. They win against the spread. Like, last night was a perfect example. Like, that was the most hideous game ever. How the heck do they cover? They had 213 yards of offense and covered. But that's where we're at, Bear. That's how we live. I hate the Eagles.
I just need the Eagles to keep losing. I have them under their season win total. I have an Eagles to make the playoffs, no bet. So as long as the Eagles keep losing, I'll be a happy person.
I think you'll be in good shape. They stink. Let's go to tonight's game. Cal at Oregon, San Diego State at San Jose State. Let's get off to a good start this weekend. The Cal line is trendy. I feel like we're in the era of trendy dogs right now, this part of the season. Trendy dogs, Cal's very trendy. The other one, San Diego State, however, I really like. That line's steaming, and San Diego State's a team that nobody's really paid attention to, and yet they're very, very good. San Jose State against the spread this year, awful. How do you feel about tonight's game so we can get off to a good start?
I mean, if there's no Nick Starkel on the lineup for San Jose State, that's a massive problem for the Spartans as well, who had that great year last year but really haven't been able to replicate it this year. But if he doesn't play, that certainly bodes well for San Diego State. But I don't know about the other game. I was beaten by Cal a couple of weeks back. I had them in that game against Wazoo, and they were just awful. However, I mean, this is a team that beat Oregon last year as a double-digit underdog. Oregon has failed to cover each of the last seven games as a favorite. So, like, Oregon has not been a good team. The injuries are piling up on defense with Flo and the defensive back, as well as C.J. Riddell. You hear about things maybe going on behind the scenes as well. What are they going to do at quarterback? I don't know if it's a great spot for Oregon tonight, laying two touchdowns at all, despite the fact that it seems like Cal and Justin Wilcox are a super trendy pick.
I was kind of looking at that the San Jose State, San Diego State under. I know it's 41, but that San Diego State defense legit. No rushing touchdowns allowed this entire season. But let's go the other way on a total. Ole Miss, Tennessee. Where is it currently? 83? I mean, is this? We talked about this a couple of weeks ago when I think we got the largest total in SEC in the last 20 years. When that thing closed, is this going to close out being higher than that? And would you even consider taking the over?
I would consider it. I don't know if I would. It probably is going to go up just a little bit. What's going on with Tennessee at the running back position? They have an injury there that he may not play. The way Ole Miss's defense played last week, who knows how DJ Dearkin's team unit will respond this week. But it's clear Tennessee with Hooker at quarterback is a much better team. But, I mean, in watching both teams play over the course of the year, what confidence that do you have that this won't be something like 45-42? So it would be over or pass for me. I don't know about the side. I mean, obviously Ole Miss, I think, is better than Tennessee, but it's a strangely low number, laying 2.5. I hate those short favorites on the road, less than a field goal. I like to go back and do a study on that, but it feels like Tennessee might be the right side of that number. But I feel confident, more confident about this being a shootout than anything else.
No, I think that's a high likelihood with both those two offenses. 80 to me, I think it's going to blow past that. As crazy as that sounds, I think it's going to blow past that. When you look at Auburn and Arkansas, it's a number that kind of jumped to me. Auburn's a team that has had some pretty good performances. And I know that Auburn's a difficult team to back because I still, at this point, just don't trust Bo Nix. However, I do think at times he's done a pretty good job taking advantage of decent defensive line play and teams that are aggressive in their pass rush. Arkansas is not that. They're going to force you to be methodical, but I think Auburn can run the football. I think Arkansas might be out of gas as well. They're getting 4.5 on the road. How do you feel about the Tigers this weekend?
I kind of like Arkansas in this game, and I know you think they might be out of gas, but I think we know a little bit more about them. I mean, it's certainly, there's no shame in losing to Georgia a couple of weeks back like they did. And even last week, I mean, I love the fact that Sam Pittman, they went for the win and went for that two-point conversion because they knew ultimately they probably weren't going to be able to stop Matt Corral at offense in an overtime-type format. I think going home, they haven't beaten Auburn since 2015, the first time they're favored against Auburn since that game. Last year was a game that they should have won. They got absolutely screwed on a call. I think there's a lot of motivation there, and I just like the makeup of this Arkansas team from the coaching staff on down. So I like them tomorrow, laying that 4.5 in Auburn.
When you're heading into different spots, wherever you guys are heading for College Game Day, have you switched your Waze app to Herbie's Voice?
No, I need to do that tomorrow on our way to the FBO from the University of Georgia. I'm going to make sure in the car with Kirk. By the way, I'm going to make sure I download that voice of his and make sure he's giving us turn by turn directions.
So he has to listen to himself. Perfect. Yes. Alabama, Mississippi State, exactly. 17
because
points.
I don't get enough of them for 5 months.
Yeah, exactly.
I just need more of it.
Need more in your directions. It'll tell you calculating and over and over and just how to get there. Alabama 17-point favorite against State. Is it too much? Are you comfortable with where that line sits against Mississippi State at home?
Doesn't it feel like it's too much? I think it does. I mean, this is a Mississippi State offense that I think the way they throw the ball, and I think they can exploit some problems that the Alabama defense has right now. It's a team that handled A&M relatively easily a couple of weeks ago. Defensively, they're better than what you might think. I'm not sure Alabama just rolls in there and wins by 3-4 touchdowns. Oh, they lost last week. They'll bounce back and win every game easily the rest of the way. I'm not sure that's the case. I think this is going to be a more difficult game than people might anticipate, and I would lean towards taking the Bulldogs plus the points, and probably down there you could probably get a little bit better number being on Mississippi State, because we know how some local odds makers, I guess we'll say, have a tendency to juice that number up when Alabama and Auburn are up.
No, I can't.
Right, what do you?
No, there's none of that going on. Come on, Bear. What do you mean?
No, yeah, well, why lay 17? Why make them lay 17 when they'll happily lay 19?
Oh, right? They might lay 30. If you talk to some folks, I don't know. People are a little panicked right now. I think last week, no joke, they might have laid 4 touchdowns, but that's just the way it was. I think now it's a little bit of a wake up call. We'll see. We'll see what happens. How about A&M on the other side of that game last week? A&M, this line steaming towards Missouri. They were plus 9.5. Now it's down to 8.5. A&M on the road, hangover special. I think Missouri's got all sorts of issues. How do you play the hangover here on A&M?
I don't like Missouri at all. I think defensively they stink. I don't know if we can expect Zach Calzada to play the type of game he did last week, but I think just simply that A&M running game alone should be able to handle that game and keep Missouri's offense off the field. It's almost too trendy, too obvious, too chic to think that there's going to be a super letdown and A&M will go on the road and lay an egg. But now that it's down to 8.5 and maybe it'll come down a little bit more, they might even be able to get 8 or so if you wait a little bit. So I would wait it out, and I'd be on A&M here because I have very little faith that the Missouri defense can slow down that offense.
You able to get any action on Yale and UConn? Were you able to get that anywhere?
No, I have not seen a number posted yet. I am curious to see what the number will be, though, because I'm not sure UConn should be favored. If they just rely on the old FBS over Ivy League formula, I'm not sure that's the case. Yale's actually a good Ivy League team, so it wouldn't surprise me if Yale won that game outright.
Okay. I'm going to keep an eye on it, try to find it. I didn't see any line for it, so I was just curious. Because anything UConn, I'll go the other way, and I feel like you're safe there. Just go the other way of UConn, and you're good.
It's a winning formula so far this year.
No doubt about that. Bear, there's a lot of interesting action this weekend, some plays that I would have considered to be sharp that are moving and shaking and just all over the place. Wisconsin against Army. That's a 2-touchdown line. Army is a team that obviously wants to run the ball going up against number one rush defense in the country. That, to me, is very interesting. I know you're quite fond of Boston College getting 3 at home, understandably so. I know you're quite fond of Nebraska laying 3.5 on the road at Minnesota, which is really interesting. Bear, what would be the play this weekend that most jumps out to you?
It's Boston College. I know they've had a massive losing streak against ranked teams, but at the same time, you're never going to get a better opportunity to end that streak against ranked teams than you will at home as a short underdog against a fringe top 25 team. They had Clemson on the ropes a couple weeks ago in Death Valley. They've had a week off to kind of get that loss out of their system, and now you come back home and you take on a team that you're a field goal underdog at home. I think your running game and your defense, I think it's kind of like one of those if not now then when type games, and I do like BC with that defensive running game to pull that small upset. By the way, just got a little text from someone in Vegas who just said seen some sharp money on Oklahoma State against Texas.
Wow.
And they're laying the points with Iowa, hearing several guys out for Purdue. So,
wow.
Take it for what it's worth.
There it is.
Hammer.
All right.
Hammer down. Look at that's what Atlas Senior Living pays for right there, is that type of insight.
Exactly right. Instant Vegas information for you.
Wow.
Iowa 11.5 point favorite against Purdue at home this weekend. So if you're looking for that one, and just kind of keep your eyes on it and kind of see what you like there.
There might be a little bit of a contrarian play too. Like, I think people have a hard time laying double digits with Iowa because they know they don't score and it's not pretty. But Purdue's a team the last couple
Purdue
weeks
stinks.
Scored 13 points.
They stink. I don't know what they.
You just came out and said it.
I can't play. I mean, I honestly, like, they've been sharp. They've been public for weeks. Rondale Moore is not coming off that bus, Bear. Like, everyone thinks of this Purdue as the Dwayne Haskins I mean, play of the year. I just don't. I mean, goodness gracious, when back when you had the most amazing day of game day, and then at Wazoo, and then you guys went to Purdue. It's like it's not the same Purdue team.
That's right. No, it's not. And they've been down their best running back for a few weeks too, and it's really showed was their inability to finish drives and turn the ball over. They've been in games. I mean, it's funny. They've actually outgained everybody this year, but they just can't score in the red zone, and they can't stop turning the ball over when it matters. So, yeah, Iowa almost feels like a contrarian-type favorite, which is a favorite I enjoy being on.
So no Vinny Sutherland off the bus for Purdue, Greg? He doesn't even know who that is, Bear. He doesn't even know who that is.
Is that Drew Brees' go-to guy or something?
Oh, no, does he? No, come on.
No.
Old number 14?
Has no idea.
Come on.
No clue.
Guy could go. He could absolutely go. Hey, I want to go back to the game that you mentioned, Bear, and that's Oak State at Texas, because Greg and I kind of went back and took another look at Oklahoma State. There's not a ton to like about that team, man. Like, I know they're playing good defense, but I don't really see any athleticism on that side of the ball. Pretty decent size up front. I'm good with the tailback. Quarterback, very average. I don't see what there is to really like about Oklahoma State other than the record and maybe some defensive statistics, and it's only 4, and I kind of like the direction where Texas is going. So are you good with a strong Texas lean there?
It's the psychology of this game is really everything. Do we have anyone who knows Texas, where their minds are after suffering probably the most gutting loss in recent program history, blowing a three touchdown lead against your biggest rival? The Texas defense isn't good. Can they make a pedestrian Oklahoma State offense look good? Because I agree. Spencer Sanders has not been good. The running game has been sporadic at best. It's a team that you mentioned, like, not being overly impressive. They won 2 games in a row and covered 2 games in a row where they didn't score a single point in the second half. And can you sustain that? Clearly, Texas has a more talented team and the best couple players on the field. But I just have to try to figure out where they are psychologically going into this game. Because all things equal, I'm laying the points with Texas.
See, I have a hard time on either side there. I just do not like. I do not like Oklahoma State that much, but I don't trust Texas. Probably because I saw him in person a couple weeks ago against Arkansas, and that's just bothered me.
Plenty of reason.
I'll never be able to get over that game, probably, when it comes to picking the Horns this year. Bear, another team. This one is a little surprising to me. LSU is a dog with fleas right now. And they are a 12-point dog now. It opened at 10. Florida steamed to 12. It's still Florida on the road. I don't really trust Florida that much, but how do you not lay the points here? Like, talk me out of this one. I know you're like, oh, Captain Contrarian, but you have to take the Gators here, do you not?
It would be Florida or pass for me. I lean towards the pass part of it because, again, laying 12.5, or whatever it means, it's probably going to hit 13 by the time the game rolls around, because who the hell wants to bet LSU right now? Seriously, if you just want to hold your nose blindly and probably get value on 2 games this week, take LSU and wait for tomorrow and take the Raiders. Because those 2 games are, or Sunday, I should say. Who the heck is going to want to bet those 2 teams? I still think LSU with Johnson and that passing game, they could score some points, and it's hard to really like them. But are you going to trust Florida to go on the road and win by 2 touchdowns? I don't know about that, but it would be Florida or a pass, and I would opt towards the pass angle there. I don't like being involved in games that, like, these are going to be tilted one side, and it would be the best way to my way to approach it. I think you'll know early, depending on maybe the effort that you see from LSU. It's an opportunity to hop in. So that would be the best way to play this game.
All right, Bear, quickly, because we spent so much time on it today, you got to get your thoughts on it. We got about a minute. Dodgers, Braves, NLCS, your thoughts?
Well, I'm a winner either way. I'll put it to you that way.
Wow.
I have the Braves. I have the Braves wheeled in the World Series with those four AL teams, and I had a Dodgers to win the National League bet from a few months ago. So I'm happy either way. I wouldn't discount the Braves, man. I really wouldn't. I think their starting pitching, at least the top with Morton and Freed, can certainly align. The Dodgers' bats have not been really solid. I mean, I know they traded some good pitchers for the Giants, but I'm not sold. This is just like Dodgers in four, Dodgers in five, when they march on to the World Series. I think at this price, I think the Braves are probably worth the play here.
Okay, but if it's, I mean, let's be honest, Bear. Come on. This, you know, this thing's going to get sideways. Let's not get too carried away. Go Dodgers. Plus, I got to bring home my LA trifecta, Bear. Xander Schauffele to win the gold, that's in. Dodgers to win the NL pennant, that's in. Or that's going to be in. And then Los Angeles Rams to win the NFC. My LA trifecta. Come on, Bear. Get on board, Bear.
I'm rooting for you. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd love to see you win, but I think you're going to be in for a little bit of a sweat over the next week. I don't think it's going to be super easy.
Yeah, it's going to be a squeeze. There's no denying that. Bear, we love you, man. We appreciate you. We hope you have an absolutely wonderful weekend, and we look forward to watching you tomorrow night or tomorrow morning and night.
Yes, tomorrow morning. And sorry, too much me for everybody's liking. But yeah, hope you guys have a great weekend as well. Should be a fun weekend. Something will pop up unexpected, and we'll have a better week than people might anticipate for slate games.
Love that. We need it because we need a heavy turnaround. Georgia Southern was not kind last night. App State earlier this week, not kind. We need to turn around, Bear. Don't even get me started. Don't get me started with Georgia Southern. I can't even talk about it. They didn't even play their best player. I don't even understand. He's sitting on the sideline, number 17. Their quarterback's beast. Don't even play him. But that's fine.
Georgia Southern was good. They were good. They were good to me last week, so I can't get on Georgia Southern.
Yeah, it's all good. Bear, you're the best, brother. We look forward to seeing you. Here down the road. Talk to you next week. Chris the Bear Felica, brought to us every week by Atlas Senior Living.